Well, I think surprised and disappointed would be a massive understatement. There's something seriously wrong if we have the Minister for Housing suggesting that we should be up and running towards the Easter recess, then to be told by the Housing Department in their recent meeting in Donegal when they visited Lifford to say that it could be September, to now start to float ideas like the back end of the year. And from better experience, we know when it tends to float these things. The kite flying aspect that we suffered the whole way through well, ahead of the announced enhanced scheme, that they're never too far off the mark. And I think it's absolutely terrible that if we have got professional people in the capacity of the highest offices in the land in their respective departments, that they are so unorganised that despite 10 years of campaigning and knowing what is going on in Donegal, Mayo and the other affected counties, that they could now be looking at slippage to the tune of another 6, 7, 8 months on top of the Easter commitment that we were given.
These comments come against the backdrop of a meeting later tonight with yourselves and Minister Charlie McConnellogue. I'm sure you'll be looking for further clarity and answers as it relates to this commentary that was in the Dáil yesterday.
Yes, and absolutely. We'll be looking for clarity as to how much we get. Time will tell. I'm not that optimistic because it seems to have got more and more difficult to get straight answers from anybody in the political spheres and even in some of the civil servant departments based aspects of this too. So we're struggling at the political level but also with the civil servants. And I think that tells me that they're concerned, they're very concerned about their ability to roll this scheme out. And usually when things go quiet it's because they're still trying to figure things out. And again, it's back to who's organising what here. You know, this is a 2.2 billion euro scheme, the biggest ever in the history of the land. And yet, at this point in time, we have one person that's in charge of it. We have no resources recruited against it. And we seem to have no plan for the rollout. And I think homeowners are quite entitled to be disgusted at this point in time. I think the basis of the scheme is all there. I've said that consistently. You know, we need to see what the final print looks like. But certainly, from everything that we have been given by way of assurances, the scheme is there and it'll be doable with some of the tweaks and alterations that we have asked for and have been assured would happen. But, you know, there has to be a sense of urgency around this, and that's completely lacking at this point in time. And I think, to be honest, you know, if Leo Varadkar follows through and that proves to be correct, he's throwing Joe McHugh under the bus here. Joe did man up and Joe did say he would walk if it wasn't to what was happening, wasn't to the homeowner's satisfaction, the homeowners' representatives. And I think it's got to the point where, you know, Joe has to be talking to Leo and saying, now, listen, what are yous doing and what are yous about? And if at the back end of the year, I think, you know, there's only one course of action for all of our TDs here. They need to be putting serious pressure on their own parties and walking if that's what's needed. This just can't go on the way it's going.